me about the relevance standard is that everything in the world is relevant, and that if we removed that, word from the statute, you wouldn't consider, or the FISA court wouldn't consider, that it would affect your ability to collect metadata in any way whatsoever, which is to say you're disregarding the statute entirely. Now, in public briefings, including to this committee when we were considering reauthorization of Section 215, administration officials have suggested that we view the authority of Section 215 as similar to a grand jury subpoena. And we specified in the statute that an order under Section 215, quote, may only require the production of a tangible thing if such thing can be obtained, unquote, through a grand jury subpoena. Now, can you give me, Mr. Cole, any examples where grand jury subpoenas were used to allow the bulk and ongoing collection of telephone metadata?
It's difficult to go into specific examples of what grand jury subpoenas call for because
they
are
such
subject to the rules of secrecy under Rule 6.
Oh, come on. Are there any,
but if
are there any instances in the history of the United States that you know of where a grand jury subpoena said, get all information other than the content of a telephone call, of all telephone calls in the United States, or anything like that?
The admonition in the statute is that it is the types of records that are collected by grand jury subpoena, not that it is an identical process to the grand jury process, because this is quite different from a grand jury process.
All right, the type of data, the type of data is metadata unlimited to specific individuals.
The type of data is metadata, and that
unlimited to specific individuals, because it's directed to everybody. Can you give? It's directed to every phone call in the United States. Can you give me any example where a grand jury subpoena has ever been used for anything remotely like that?
These are instances where we have gone to the court under the 215 requirements with the relevance.
You're not answering my question. Can you give me any example in the history of the United States where a subpoena, a grand jury subpoena, was used for anything remotely resembling all metadata? Not to specific phones or to specific individuals.
Grand jury subpoenas have a different function than a 215 under the Patriot.
I understand that, but the statute says...
It's hard to equate the two, Mr. Nadler.
You're not answering my question. You're deliberately not answering. We know they have a different function, but the statute says that it may only require the production of a tangible thing if such a thing can be obtained through a grand jury subpoena. Could you obtain through a grand jury procedure all metadata without being limited to specific named individuals or specific listed telephones?
I think it would depend on the circumstances, the limitations that the court...
Okay. Is there any instance in history...
...of the investigation? And then, yes, I think there are instances where a court, in the right circumstances, could authorize it.
And could you give me any instance in history where that has ever been done?
I'm not aware of one sitting here right now.
You're not aware of one. Could you supply us, please, with any instance? Because I believe this is totally unprecedented and is way beyond the statute. And you can't give me any instance because it doesn't exist.